For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Mike Tomlin press conference today at noon. He will obviously be asked about the quarterback situation. Hey, Mike, who's going to start on Sunday against the Denver Broncos? And my best guess, Doran, is he's going to say something like, if he's healthy, Russ is our starting quarterback. We'll see how the week goes for him, and we'll let participation be our guide.
Yep.
But let's say it is Russ. What do you want to see from him? 412-928-9370. And then, what do you want to see from Fields if he gets the start? If Russ isn't 100%, 412-928-9370, you can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Best caller on this wins tickets to All Elite Wrestling at the Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. Let's start with Russ, Doran. If Russ is the QB, we saw a lot of good things out of the offense, still no touchdowns. What are you hoping to see from the vet?
What he was good at last year. You know what he was good at last year?
Feuding with Sean Payton.
That, yes. I want him to walk across the field and punch Sean Payton right in the mouth. Sog him right in the mouth, right in the lips.
Mr. Unlimited, bang!
Bang! No,
Russ is cooking.
He's cooking. He was 20-1 in the red zone last year. That's what he was good at. 26-8, I think, overall, but 20-1 in the red zone. I want to see him score touchdowns in the red zone. He works very well there. He has a good feel for it, in that short area of the field. And what they need to score touchdowns there's a lot of gripes with people, from this past game on Sunday of there was no touchdowns. The offense looks the same. Doesn't look any different. No, it looked different, but what Russ brings to the table is that dynamic ability of scoring touchdowns in the red zone and finding the appropriate guys to make that happen. That's what I want to see. Whenever they approach the red zone, get into red zone, touchdowns from Russ and make it look easy, make it look efficient.
I like that. 0-for-2 in the red zone. Steelers going for touchdowns last week. They had the 4th-and-1 stop, but 0-for-2 there. And that's how you wind up kicking 6 field goals. So I like that. Can they move the ball as effectively with Russ? I think the answer to that is yes. Like, they believe in Russell Wilson to be their quarterback 1, if healthy. The guy that lost the job gets you 270 yards, would have been more if not for a botched push-off call, and you'd have been up over 300 yards. Remember how long they went without going up over 300 yards?
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. They would have done that, and I want to be clear, they would have done that with their backup quarterback, so you feel pretty good about their chances of moving the ball with Russ. In the red zone, that's where he made his hay last year. 20-1, unbelievably good in the red zone last season. And I think that's where, if you want to talk about the weapons that this team has or does not have, I guess is more pertinent for the conversation. One area I think that should change for them is the red zone. Like, I don't know that they got a bunch of guys that can stretch the field. Van Jefferson is that when he's at his best. Yep. He is a guy that can get deep. But they're game breakers. I don't think they got a lot of dangerous guys in space, but Pat Freiermuth should be a red zone target. George Pickens, vertically, should be a red zone target, and I know he played in the game. But can Russ make the most of guys like that? Darnell Washington, yes. Connor Hayward. They got guys who you think could be better red zone players than they are between the 20s players, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's where he's got to be the most efficient. Now, he's going to be methodical. He's going to be conservative if he is starting, and he's going to be able to work the ball down the field. I don't think that there'll be a regression of like the three and outs, of the only two three and outs. I think that it'll stay the same or maybe even get better. I don't think it'll go backwards. So you'll see Russ be able to drive down the field, but can he put it in the end zone is the big question. And I think that he can. I think that that's his best asset, bringing that to the table this year.
We saw Justin Fields on third downs. You talk about three and outs. They only had the two, as you mentioned. I think with Russ, it looks different on third down. Like, he's going to get you into the right play. And I don't think he will scramble. We'll see what the calf's doing. He'll scramble on third downs, not to the effect, obviously, as Justin Fields, who's so dynamic in the open field and in reading those situations. And we saw the design, QB draws, things of that nature for Fields. I think it looks different on third downs, where I just think Russ is going to put the ball in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to, like Mason Rudolph did last mm-hmm. year. Like, Mason wasn't spectacular. He knew where to go. He knew what the coverage was dictating. He understood the offense. And that works. I think you'd see a little bit more of that from Russ. I'd like to see Russ attack the middle of the field. That was the one place they didn't attack. And the book on both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields is that that's not where their strength is. Russ, because he's short, I don't know what the issue necessarily is for Justin Fields. You might be able to comment more on that. I would like to see a couple of pass patterns completed in the middle of the field, if only to keep the defense honest, mm-hmm. from whomever the quarterback is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that makes a big difference.
I think it was a little bit more don't put the ball in harm's way.
I agree.
With Justin Fields. But if we want to talk about Justin Fields now, I think that the playbook will take the next step. And I want to see him take the next step with the playbook. And then you will see some of the plays be called that are in the middle of the field, because I do believe that Arthur Smith has a little bit more confidence in Justin Fields. I also want to see Justin Fields be able to audible. We talked about that last year a lot with Kenny, not being able to audible, having the handcuffs on. I think the handcuffs would maybe come off a little bit in that area with Justin Fields, seeing what he did and how efficient he was on Sunday, where he's going to get a little bit more of the reins of the offense. Like, okay, Justin, you see this, you have the ability to check out and check into something else. And everybody else needs to be on the same page. So that's what I want to see from Fields, is him get to the line, see something. Oh man. Okay. I see where they're weak at. I see the area that is open. Yeah, I'm going to check to that. Bang, let's go.
We didn't see it from Kenny. He was a rookie, and then he was a second-year player. This is Justin Fields' fourth year.
Right.
I don't know what...
First-year new offense, but yeah.
It is first-year new offense. Same with Russ, but Russ has obviously been around the league longer, won a championship, and has a winning record, and you can't say those things about Justin Fields. You would think, though, that... You were the franchise guy, or at least they thought, in Chicago. They probably heaped stuff on him. You got to give him a big plate. And so I do think he should be in a position to be able to do some of those things, especially after a week of practice. Like, if it is Fields, at least he'll have that going for him. He won't have just the Friday walkthrough. He'll have a full week of practice, a full week of game planning. I'd also like to see, if it is Fields, can we not fumble the snap?
Right, yeah, that too.
Because it wasn't costly. It could have been real costly. Would have set the Falcons up in prime position to come away with at least 3 points. Think about how the entire game flips. They go down the field, Atlanta does. They kick the field goal on the opening drive, and their offense looks good. Stalled out, but looked good. Let's say they get a touchdown. It's 10-0. You're totally out of your game script.
Yeah.
You wound up running the ball a bunch, not for big-time yards per carry, but you ran it a bunch, accumulated a ton of yards because of it. I think they stick with it early, but you're going to have to probably come off it sooner if you're not going to be within that game.
Yeah, you're trailing.
Yeah.
You got to push. You got to come back from behind.
So you can't have that happen, because it wasn't costly, but that could have changed the entire complexion of the game if that ball gets recovered by Atlanta. So I'd like to see that bare minimum. I'd like to see more middle of the field for Fields if he plays. What do you want to see? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this wins a pair of tickets to the All Elite Wrestling at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. Are we going to that?
No.
Troy in Mount Washington.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Troy.
I know we're not going to hear anything from Tomlin today, and I think he's going to play this on to which quarterback is starting until later in the week as much as he can, because he likes doing that to the opposing coach to see who you're game planning for. I'm going to be there this week, and I really want to see Russ. Some things I want to see from Russ is clean snaps under center. I want to see a lot of playing under center, two tight end, three tight end formations, getting the ball downhill with Najee and setting up a play-action game that isn't shotgun sidecar. And I really want to see some rushing yards from Russ, because I think what we're missing right now is we're talking about what Justin Fields can do outside of the pocket and all the plays he can make with his feet. I'd like to see Russ step up and say, hey, I'm not that old. You know, I can run a read option and keep it around the corner and get us 5, 6, 7 yards. I'd like to see more rushing yards from Russell Wilson than Fields had in recovering his own fumbles moving forward.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate the call. I don't think that's the way they're going to do it with Russ. Like, Russ can use his legs. I think it'll be in the scramble game.
Mm-hmm.
And this obviously all depends on health. But if he plays because he's healthy enough. He'll be in the scramble game. And I think a lot of times when he's extending plays, he's doing so to make plays down the field. Whereas when Justin Fields is extending plays, he's looking to get out and run and be explosive on his own. So I do think there's a significant stark difference between what both guys bring with their legs.
I think you could catch him off guard, though, too. Like, I mean, they're probably thinking the same thing. Like, okay, Russ isn't going to try to run. He wants to be a pocket passer. He is older. Whenever if they do the read option type play and Russ does keep it, you probably could catch their defense off guard because they're like, he's going to hand it to Najee. He's going to hand it to Jalen. He's not trying to run. But if he does, if you do have that in the game plan, then you do have to prepare for that. You're not going to think that Russ is probably going to pull it that many times. If he does pull it a few times, I think it might be a little bit successful.
I think what I like that.
If he can run.
Right. And this is all presuming health. Like, yeah. He's not going to. Obviously, they're being careful with him. Like, he's not going to play unless they feel like he's at or near 100%. I think with Russ, some short yarded situations, yeah, you might do the read option. I think with Fields, if he has a full week to prepare, I'm thinking if I'm Arthur Smith, I'm calling 10 to 12 of those.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might do it. I think you're going to do it. Obviously, it's going to skewer a lot more towards if it's Justin Fields. Here's what I kind of worry about a little bit. It makes it tough on Denver. Like, both guys are probably going to get snaps with the ones. Like, Mike Tomlin's going to say practice will be the guy. Like, I guarantee he says that today. But I don't think it's tongue-in-cheek. I don't think it's lying either. Like, I think they really just need, I think they do need to see Russell Wilson out there and what he can do and how he can move around. So I don't know that we're going to have any definitive answers through the week. And when did this pop up for Russ this week? On a Thursday. So regardless of how confident they are in Russ, they're going to have to prepare Fields more this week than I'm sure they even had to do last week.
Yep.
If that makes sense. 412-928-9370. We'll take a couple more calls on this. If it's Justin Fields, what do you want to see as a progression from week one to week two? If it's Russell Wilson, what do you think he can do? What are you hoping to see him do that maybe Justin Fields couldn't? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
412-928-9370, the phone number. It's also the text number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The question to you out there, if it is Russell Wilson on Sunday, what are you hoping to see from him? How do you think he can take this offense to new heights? And if it's Justin Fields, what do you want to see? 412-928-9370. Got a couple of callers on hold. Best caller on this gets a couple of tickets to All Elite Wrestling at Peterson Event Center on October 2nd. We'll let the calls come in, Doran. We just saw PJ Komanchik. I got EJ's PJs on my mind here.
Mm-hmm.
Who obviously is a producer in booth, correct,
mm-hmm.
for the Pitt football broadcast.
Yes.
He also helped me get my credential to the game on Saturday.
Yes.
Now, I imagine EJ Borghetti, the Pitt sports information director, one of the best, if not the best in the country, is probably listening to the show right now.
Yes.
EJ, PJ, let me just say this right now on the air. I got the press pass. I'm going on the field. You let me on the field, or I ain't coming. They'd probably rather me not be there.
They don't care if you're coming or not.
I'm going on the field. EJ, let me know. Can I come on the field?
You're asking. Can I come?
I was going to text him, but I feel like I'll plead to him here on bended knee. Can I go just stand next to Doran on the sideline?
No,
the
you're not standing next to me.
Now you got a flow.
Well, you're probably going to be wearing some West Virginia garb.
I would not do that unless allowed. I'm not a guy that takes the partnership that we have with the University of Pittsburgh lightly, and I do not want to anger anybody.
I think that if you were told that you couldn't wear West Virginia garb, you would choose not to sit. You would choose not to stand on the field, and then you would wear your West Virginia garb in the stand somewhere.
Well, you know what I did the last time? So when Devonshire had the pick six, me and my buddies were like, all right, two things. One, Pitt holds on to the lead and we're going to get harassed leaving. Or two, West Virginia comes down, scores, and win the game, and we're going to get harassed even worse. I had just a plain navy tank top on underneath my jersey. I took my jersey off, took my hat off, put the hat in the jersey in the back pocket. I just walked out wearing navy.
You know what some people would say to that?
That I'm a coward?
Scared.
You know what makes
scared
the whole day even better? You're going to be with me the whole time.
You're not getting on the field, big cat. Sorry. That ain't happening. And I might not either, but I'm sure as heck trying.
Where did Big Cat come from? It's been Big Dog for so long.
Big Cat. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm just telling you, I'm either on the field or I ain't going.
That's fine.
I'm just telling you that because I got shoved in the bathroom last time. Now the show is even more popular than it was last time. I don't need to get harassed up in there.
You got a swirly.
You'll have me.
I got shoved in the bathroom. They picked me up. They put my head in the toilet.
They did not do any of those things. That hasn't happened since high school.
They put my head in the toilet. What are those bins that they have at Acrisure Stadium that all the males go urinate in?
Oh, the trough.
The trough.
Yeah.
Just so barbaric. They put you in there. They just laid you down in the trough, and everybody just went whiz on you. They whizzed on me at Acrisure.
What do you want to see from Justin Fields or Russ Wilson on Sunday against Denver? Vic and Hazelwood next up.
Fellas, Adam, what's this on bended knee? Now you want to be part of Boys of the Men? Because you know they got a song on bended knee. But anyway, check it out. Listen, I'm a Justin Fields fan, but we got to let Russell Wilson start for two reasons. One, for the revenge factor. And two, somebody get to my man, their coach, Denver's coach. He needs to wear one of them Guardian caps because I hope they're practicing. And I just hope Russell – I'm not saying I want somebody hurt, but let Russell throw a ball. You know how they be throwing in practice that time when that girl, Pam, whatever her name is from CBS,
Oliver,
got hit in the head with the – and then knocked her wig off. That's what they need to do him. Hit him in the head with a ball or run him over like on a bootleg and run to the sideline, knock him over. And you know he likes Skittles. Toss him a bag of Skittles like they did in Titans when my man threw Denzel Washington – or Denzel threw him the banana. Just get – and one more thing, guys. You guys got to watch at 9 o'clock. I've never seen this girl, Livy Dunn, until last night. Oh, my gosh. She's going to be on Good Morning America. I'm going to make sure my girl's way upstairs while I'm watching it because that is one good-looking girl. I swear, boy. My eyes going to pop out of my head, Jack.
Vic, thank you for the call. He was gonna win the tickets until the Livy Dunn stuff.
Oh, man.
I can't condone it. I can laugh. I can't condone it. I can't give him the tickets.
You can't?
Gallus, give him the tickets. Vic and Hazelwood. I love Pittsburgh, man, because we have yet to see Russ Wilson play a down for the Pittsburgh Steelers in a meaningful game. And we are so provincial around here. We protect our own so much around here. We love our own so much around here that Vic's not alone in wanting to see Russell Wilson shove it up the backside of Sean Payton.
Right.
Like, we get a lot of that on the text line. I said that doesn't factor into my decision-making at quarterback. Like, you can't allow the emotion of the moment make you put an injured, banged-up Russ Wilson out there. It's got to be about the team first. But a lot of people seemingly disagree with me on that. Like, if you can get him out there, get him out there, because Sean Payton's a jerk-off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that chip on Russell Wilson's shoulder. You saw how intense he was on the sidelines in as the third-string quarterback. How intense you think he's going to take the game? Like, there's no way he's going to lose that game. I'm telling you, there's no way he would lose it.
Do you think there's a chance he tries to do too much?
No. I think he's smarter than that. He knows exactly what he needs to do. Exactly. And that's just how football works sometimes.
What's on at 9 tonight?
I don't know.
Livy Dunn walking the balance beam or something. Vic's calling back. Let's go to Bake in Mars. Hey, Bake.
What's up, boys? Hey, yeah, he definitely deserves the tickets. My call's not as good as that, but
well, Bake, real quick, are you a fan of the new mascot you guys got for the high school sports, the big meatball thing?
No, man. I'm actually a North Hills Indian. I live in Mars, but
gotcha.
The big meatball thing, maybe a planet.
I know what they're going for. Yeah. Doesn't it look like a meatball? It looks like I go down a la Familia, and actually, that giant meatball smaller than a meatball is at a la Familia. Sorry, Bake.
No, good, man. All good. But I'm going to take a different route here. I'm a big Justin Fields guy. But also, more importantly, I'm a big believer in continuity at that position. I don't think we owe Russell Wilson anything. I mean, if you want to talk about him getting back at Denver, I mean, he's getting paid $35 million. I mean, so I don't think we owe him anything.
Well, let me stop you there. And we got to run, Bake. I'm sorry. I cut you off. I do apologize for that. I made fun of your meatball mascot, then I cut you off short. I think Russell Wilson, despite getting paid by the Denver Broncos, absolutely has reason to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sean Payton spent some time in media. I heard one of the Fox analysts talk about it the other day on the pregame show. That's our guy, Sean Payton, used to be our coworker. Nobody took Russ Wilson's side on that nationally. Nobody. It was all, he can't play anymore, he stinks. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. 20 touchdowns in the red zone, 1 interception in the red zone. You look at the statistics. Yeah, I know he took a lot of sacks. You look at the statistics. That's a guy that can still play the position. But yet the talking point from the national media almost everywhere this offseason was that guy is bad. He's washed up. All because I think, Sean Payton. We love Sean Payton. They made a movie about Sean Payton with Paul Blart Mall Cop riding around. Was he riding around on the moped there on the sideline? I don't think so. But, like, this idea that Sean Payton is anything other than a jerk is so confounding to me.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a total jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But the narrative shifted to Russ Wilson. Oh, you can't work with Russ. Russ didn't want to be a part of things out there. I think it's totally backwards. It's the antithesis of what really happened. And so, yeah, they're paying him a lot of money not to play. And that money still counts whether you play or not. But his reputation got dragged.
Yes.
So if I'm Russ and I'm playing, you better let him cook.
Oh, they will. Oh, yeah.
Cook them giant meatballs.
If Russell Wilson is announced as the starter for the Steelers, bet your house on it. Bet your house on the Steelers. There's no way they'll lose that game. Absolutely no way.
Being a 3-point road favorite in the NFL, you got to go in there and take care of business no matter who is quarterback. Maybe you take the over if it's Russ.
No, you don't want to do that. Because the defense is going to, I mean, Bo Nix is not going to be able to score as many points on the defense, and you need their offense to be able to score points as well. I don't think it's going to be a shootout.
Bo Nix threw for like no yards.
You mean the over for his props?
Yeah.
I got you. I think maybe over in the game. Oops.
I did mean that, but you gave me a back door to walk out of. I'm walking out that back door. Mm. Hey, walking out that back door. We're going to play a game next. It's called Overreaction or Legit. I'm going to make a statement, and you're going to tell me if it's an overreaction or it's on par or it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the rules?
Walking out the back door.
What was that? A song.
Oh,
that music means it's time for the great unsponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun that's actually sponsored by Champ Tires. All brands in every size. Usually we do it at about 8:50. There's a ton of Steelers and NFL stuff to get into, but we're going to do it in a different way today. We're going to play a game. Very complicated game. It's called Overreaction or On Par. Or legit, whatever. I'm going to throw a statement out there, and you're going to tell me if it's an overreaction or not, Doran. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you understand the rules?
Do you understand the rules?
We'll see.
Okay.
Here's the first statement, Doran. TJ Watt, best non-quarterback in the National Football League.
Overreaction.
No!
Christian McCaffrey is the best non-quarterback in the NFL.
What do you? They don't even need that guy.
But he is the best.
They don't need him.
You are close. It's not a full overreaction, but I have to say overreaction because he is not the best non-quarterback in the NFL. I might even go Justin Jefferson before him.
See, I was going to go Tyreek Hill if anyone.
Or Tyreek Hill.
Jordan Mason totes the ball last night for the San Francisco 49ers. Undrafted free agent, right? 28 carries, 147 yards, a long run of 24, and a touchdown. He basically was Christian McCaffrey, Doran.
Can he do that every single game and then add about 50-plus receiving yards?
No, he can't. And I say it all tongue-in-cheek. The thing about San Francisco that has made me rethink the entire devaluation of running back thing is, if anybody could put anybody in there and get production, it's them. And they value the position enough to still pay Christian McCaffrey all that money.
Right.
Special player. Didn't you say that there were issues with some sports books with Jordan Mason? Like they set the over-under total on like 13.5?
I saw a few people and they were on it. And the over-under was very low for him. And a lot of people bet a lot of money on the over. And there's a few sports books out there that said, oh, we made a mistake. We have to revise the bet option here. And they raised the odds or lowered the odds to like -500.
Come on. Yeah. You know what they need to do? Eat it.
Yep.
Deal with it. Bleep happens. You're going to make your money this year. All right. Another statement. Statement two. Mm-hmm. Overreaction or underreaction, Doran. Najee Harris will be the Steelers' bell cow.
On par. Absolutely on par. He has over, in my opinion, 1,300 yards this year.
I don't want to overreact to game one because Jaylen Warren was clearly still not 100% and they utilized him that way. But I am going to agree with you and I am going to agree with the statement that Najee Harris is going to be the Steelers' bell cow because I think you're going to see Jaylen Warren perhaps split some carries with an Arthur Smith favorite, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with any of that. It shouldn't happen. But I think that's probably the way it's going to go.
And he'll be used. I think Jaylen Warren will be used more in the passing game than it'll be close. But I think he'll be more of a receiving threat than he is actual running back threat.
This isn't one of the statements, but I just want your opinion on it. to that end, Jaylen Warren should be a much more valuable pass threat with Russell Wilson than Justin Fields. Like, in my opinion, Russell much more willing to check the ball down. Justin Fields holds the ball even longer than Russell Wilson. Justin Fields always trying to get out and run instead of checking it down. I think Russell Wilson will get the most out of Jaylen Warren as a pass catcher.
Totally agree.
Bang. Peyton Wilson. Here's statement three. Peyton Wilson will be a starting inside linebacker by the bye week.
On par. On par. I'm with that. Just seeing the way he plays, he's so natural out there. Like, I mean, it looks like he's been playing, you know, NFL football. Now, he wasn't super flashy. I think he did lead the linebackers, though, in tackles.
He did with three.
He wasn't, like, super flashy. He didn't have, like, 10 tackles. But if you just watch his movements and the things that he does, especially on that screen where he ducks and eludes blockers and he just sheds guys, he does everything so well and at a high level. Yeah, I think that you're on par with that.
Touchdown saving tackle on the first drive of the game. Dan Moore Jr. will continue. Here, statement four. Dan Moore Jr. will continue to start unless he gets hurt.
On par.
Man.
On par again. I don't see a reason why they would sit him down.
I don't think that they're going to sit him down this week.
No.
I think it's going to be Dan Moore on the left, Broderick Jones on the right, and they're going to get Troy Faltanu more practice time, and then they'll make up a story about Dan Moore Jr. complaining, bitching, moaning about the coaching staff and bench him.
Yep.
That's what happened last year.
Yes.
All right, here's statement five. Justin Fields graded out as a top five passer in the NFL week one, according to Pro Football Focus. The statement is, that grade makes sense.
On par.
Really?
Why would it make sense? He was, what, 17 for 23?
Yep. I thought he had a couple of egregious misses early, though.
But they were like low-level throws.
Mm-hmm.
The big throws, the big explosive plays, he hit. And I don't know if they grade and factor in the penalty of the push-off with George Pickens, but, like, the ball was perfect.
It was perfect.
So, if you do, and I probably would factor in, if I'm grading a quarterback, let's see that. Even though it was called back, he did make the catch. He was in bounds. It wasn't like he threw it out of bounds. Everything was perfect. So, yeah, I totally agree.
I thought he threw the ball better than, like, the conventional wisdom for the layman fan probably thinks. Like, I heard Starkey and Pomp and Pony and Muller, they all graded Justin Fields, and no one gave him an A. Pro Football Focus did. I think he's probably somewhere in between. Thought he did a great job managing the game, and the throw I can't get out of my head is the roll out to the left and throw it all the way back across the field.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's not making that throw. Trubisky's got the arm strength, but he probably throws it too late, gets picked off, something like that. And Mason Rudolph, you're probably not even rolling out to the left to throw it across his body. So I thought he threw it better than the conventional layman fan might think. I got a couple more of these.
Okay.
And they're NFL related as well. I say we carry that bad boy over into the next segment.
Absolutely love it.
And then at 9 o'clock, a presidential style debate between you and I, Doran, about all the topics of the day. Never been done before in radio history, I'm sure. I love it. Can't wait. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we have a presidential-style debate between Doran and myself. Nicholas Harry Callis will be the moderator, which means I don't like my chances. That's because there's a presidential debate tonight, Doran.
Yes, there is.
And we are not going to ever talk politics on this show.
No, but we can make fun of it.
And we'll do just that coming up in 10 minutes. But right now, Callis, hit the music. We got carryover great unsponsored football segment. Bang! And we're playing a game. I make a statement, Doran tells me overreaction or on par. Steelers defense will be the number one scoring defense in the NFL.
On par.
No.
On par. I think they keep getting better and better. I mean, they're going to settle in. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick will end up making a lot of plays this year. He's in his right position. You have some depth. You have Nick Herbig, and then you just added Terrell Edmonds. I think that they're going to be pretty dang good all season long. You, sir, are on par with that.
Four NFL caliber safeties, one all world safety in Minkah. You got Nick Herbig as your third pass rusher. You got three right now. You think really good options at inside linebacker. And Dante Jackson, all of a sudden, man, that trade looks really good. I wish he would have had the first pick. Because if he did, he would have had two picks. That's as many picks as Deontay Johnson had catches. Yeah. Oh, I wish he held on to that football. Still funny anyway. All right, now to the NFL, Doran. Deshaun Watson named now in another suit. He played terribly on Sunday. The Browns, who were good at home last year, got demolished by the Cowboys. So here's the statement. The Browns will finish dead last in the AFC North.
On par again. On par.
I realize the game kind of would be the antithesis to this, but I don't like to make huge, rash judgments after the first week of the season. Like, Cincinnati, they laid an egg. I don't think they're going to stink, right? Baltimore lost, but they lost by a toenail to the Super Bowl champions. I don't think they're going to stink despite being 0-1. The Browns got whooped, and their quarterback sucks. I get that their tackles were missing. Okay, fine. That's a reason. That's not an excuse. But there is no excuse to go 0-for-7 on passes 15 yards down the field, which is what Deshaun Watson did. There's no excuse to go 0-for-4 against the blitz, to go 0-for-4 when pressured, to go 0-for-7 on throws more than 5 yards down the field. The guy was terrible. He's been terrible. When he's not terrible, it's because he's hurt. They're going to finish dead last, maybe by a couple games, IMO, in the AFC North. And by the by, that second half of the year schedule that looks so tough, I'm not so sure the Browns aren't going to come into that second half limping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in them at all. And finally, Doran, final statement, Aaron Rodgers is washed.
Overreaction.
Yep.
Overreaction. I just think that they played a really good football team last night. I don't know how good his team's going to be, but there's some throws that he made that were Aaron Rodgers throws, and only Aaron Rodgers makes those throws. He is not washed. He still can play at a high level. I do wonder if they'll figure it out, though.
It's weird to say that I have faith in the Jets, but I do. Like, I think their roster is good. All I needed to see from Rodgers is if he still has the arm talent, he can still move. And look, he hasn't played in a very long time. He played arguably the best defense in football on the road, and I thought he looked pretty good early. He'll be fine if he stays healthy. I don't think he's washed at all. There you have it. Coming up next, I'm very excited about this. The Fan Morning Show presidential debate on all the biggest topics of the day. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll do it when we come back. Jason LaConfora back with us on Tuesdays. He'll be joining us at 9:35. The Odyssey NFL Insider. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high at 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.